You know you're dealing with a cool rock band when they show up on time, man. There's nothing better. There's just nothing better. Good morning, Laguna Beach. Mornings with Ed in Full Effect 93.5. And we're here with Boneacre. Welcome, Boneacre.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today. You guys, by the way, all the way from LA, most of you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. And Caroline, by the way, Caroline, and I'm pronouncing this correctly now, Hairwagon.
You nailed it. Wow. Nailed it.
Yes.
That's impressive. I don't even know if I say it that well.
I've been working on it for about a week.
Amazing. Incredible. I've been working on it for 32 years, but who's counting?
Glad to have you here. Now, you made the trip. You did the whole Southern California experience before arriving at our Pearl Street studios.
I absolutely did. I actually started out yesterday in Mammoth.
Right.
At the Mammoth Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And I'll make a little announcement about that in a moment. But I'll tell you about my tour first. It was very exciting. So I went from Mammoth, and then we had to go to our property. We own a ranch in Joshua Tree area. So we had to drive there to pick up a motorcycle, and then we went from there to here. So we truly did like sand, you know, snow, sand, beach, you know, different kind of sand.
You got it all.
Sand.
You got it all on one February day.
I did.
Is that the motorcycle we're talking about, the one down there?
No, different motorcycle. Okay. This one's actually a 36 knucklehead, if anybody knows what that means. Very exciting.
Nice.
First year knucklehead.
It sounds nice.
It's very fancy.
I don't know anything about it, but it sounds great.
I've only ridden it once. It didn't go very well.
The moment you add the tag knucklehead to anything, it's better.
Yeah, it's better.
Speaking of knuckleheads, who are these knuckleheads here? Left to right, I've got Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What do you do with the band?
I play guitar in Boneacre.
All right, right on. Is he a killer guitarist?
He is a killer guitarist. He's my rock.
I've been listening to you guys for about a week now.
Nice.
And you do kill on guitar.
Thanks. A lot of that is Ashley, who we'll get to here also. All right. Yeah.
He's
a shredder. Ashley's a shredder.
We got plenty of time. Sean is next. Sean,
hello,
what's up?
Good morning.
Well, hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
All right. You look like a drummer to me.
Oh, how'd you know?
He has that hair.
Yeah,
he has the drummer hair.
And not only that, but drummers are like the backbone, man. This guy arrived at 4:30 in the morning in front of our studio.
It's all about timing in my world.
Oh, that was the first dad joke of the morning.
So here we go. Yeah, and he's also dumped about $80 since he got here so early, $80 into the parking meter outside. We appreciate that here at Laguna Beach. And Ashley.
Yes, sir.
So the guitar ripper, I guess.
According to Jason, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And just general moral support.
All right, right on.
He's definitely my moral support. That is true. Facts.
If you're just joining us, we have Boneacre in studio, Caroline Hairwagon, mm-hmm. and I pronounce it worse each time, and
that's fine.
You got a Valentine show coming up on Thursday.
We do.
At the Satellite.
Yes.
I love that spot.
Yeah, who doesn't? It's a staple of LA music.
What a great place.
Absolutely,
and
it is.
It's you're with bands, and all the bands are female-fronted bands?
That's right, and I love that. You know, I'm all about that. I really am, you know, a big-time feminist activist, and so when we got asked, there's a production company called Softer Sex Productions that puts on only female fronted shows. So all of their shows all have female fronted acts in them. And so when she approached me, Amy, when she came to me and said, hey, you know, we'd really love to have you guys. I was just like, yeah, absolutely. Because that's really in line with what I'm always trying to push for, more women in the arts, more women with unique voices, you know, and so it really fit in perfectly. And then it's a Valentine's Day show, so it's kind of great, you know, with all the lady love on stage.
It all ties together. All morning long, we've been doing Powerful Women, leading because of, and really as an homage to you. Because you were coming in studio.
Are you trying to make me cry? It's too early.
Yeah. So all morning long we've been doing Powerful Women. So we've been, and we could not be happier that you're here and you're exactly who you are. I love this. We're going to get into some of the writing of your music in just a second here.
Thank you.
Latest album, All Correct. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Now, tell me a little bit about the creation of All Correct and the songs that you're putting together for that.
Yeah. All Correct was quite a journey, actually. We went through a lot to get to that album. We started playing together in, the guys were playing together before I came along. So they'd already been playing together for some months. Okay. And then I came into the picture and we played together for a few years before we played a show or did anything. We really took our time to figure out what are we doing here? What's our sound?
Right.
What are we trying to say? And it took me a while to figure out what I wanted to say. And so, that was a long journey in and of itself. And then we played a show. I've never experienced anything quite like that show. It was very cathartic, right, to use a word that you used to me earlier. And, it felt like we were really tapping into something. Right. And so we kept going and we immediately started getting these really great gigs. Our second show was at Pappy and Harriet's with Mark Lanegan and Eagles of Death Metal. So that was, we were kind of like, we must be doing something right, because I've never had that experience before, just hitting the ground running quite like that. So we ended up, getting kind of welcomed into the fold of that desert rock, sort of desert sessions world with Dave Ketching and Rancho de la Luna, which is such a legendary group.
And a great studio to record an album at. That's where you recorded it, right?
Yeah, and that's where we recorded it. So Dave really kind of took us under his wing and was, he was like, oh, I love this, and let's do it. And so we all kind of got in there and we didn't know what exactly was going to come out of it, but we knew we wanted to do it live and we knew we wanted to do it really raw, because that's what the album was. Right. It was really raw and really emotional for me and everyone. And we just wanted to really capture that feeling.
In listening to you in the last week, that's what your voice lends itself to. It lends itself to emotion and just and throwing it out there. It's just, again, I'm quite impressed already.
I
know the audience will be when they hear the song, the first song that we play. Now, Bad Man.
Yeah.
Tell me about Bad Man.
Well, Bad Man was the first song that Boneacre wrote that we were like, that's it. We're onto it. We found it. This is the sound. This is the story. And it was really, it really happened very organically. We were all in the room together and we started writing this riff kind of came out and we just kind of started all writing together. And that's how we write most of our music, is just all in the room together, kind of letting things organically happen. And I started singing over top of it. And the lyrics that you hear really were just what came out of my mouth the first time.
Right.
And we went back like we always do, Dropboxed everything. Everybody listened to what we did tonight. And I listened and I was just like, I can't believe that I said those words.
Right. Now, a personal experience, is that, we're taking a personal experience and we're tossing it into song.
Yeah.
That's a deep personal experience to share.
It is. And the funniest thing for me as a woman has been, as the audience will hear in this song, it's very personal and it's such a vulnerable place to be, to say those things. And I had to make a commitment. I said those words out loud and then I thought to myself, like, am I really gonna do this? Am I really gonna commit to saying these words on stage in a recording studio, letting people hear them? And I kind of was just like, yeah. I have to. Yeah. I think I have to. And so we did. And we have, and that's what the album is all about. And the funniest part about it for me has been the journey of talking to other women.
Right.
I've gotten such a mixed bag of reactions from women crying at shows to me and saying thank you, to women saying, I'm used to women just being a little more vulnerable. I'm like, how could I be more vulnerable?
Right.
I don't understand.
Right. Yeah.
But I think what is meant by that is, people are used to listening to women talk about love or talk about that experience of being meek or sad.
Right.
And I'm not being that. Yeah. And I'm really taking my story and not letting it rule me. I'm ruling the story. I'm telling the story. I'm not letting it tell me.
I want to let our audience know.
Yeah.
Bad Man is the story of you were assaulted. It's a rape.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a rape.
That's right.
And you, in the song, the lyrics tell the story of that event.
Yeah.
And I found it. I'm a father. I have a 26-year-old. I'm a dad, man.
Yeah.
And I found that it just, it ripped me. It actually did. And I had listened to it again and again and again and again. Let's listen to it this morning. Okay. Can we talk about it on the other side of
this? Yes, of course, please.
All right. In studio here at our Pearl Street Studios, we have Boneacre. And we're going to listen right now off of their latest album, All Correct, their single, Bad Man. Maker. In our Pearl Street studios this morning, we welcome the band and thank, what a great song, by the way.
Thank you.
The writing is intense.
It is.
In that song. And again, if you've just joined us, we have Boneacre live in studio, their latest album, All Correct, and that was their latest single off of that album called Bad Man. And it's the true story of an assault that took place to our singer, our lead singer here, Caroline Hairwagon. Got it right that time again. if I may,
yeah.
How long ago did this incident happen?
Oh, too long ago for it to be a happy story,
right?
For sure. I mean, never is, but right. You know, my story is not a very happy one, but and none of them are. But I think, you know, started when I was really young.
You took that event and turned it into strength, though.
Yeah, and that is truly the story that I want to tell.
Right.
You know, those kinds of events, and they happen to far too many women, as we know.
Right.
People don't talk about them very much, and that's really changing now, which is so
right.
refreshing and incredible with the Me Too movement and Time's Up, and there are so many amazing, you know, organizations that are there now
right.
to let women have a voice.
There's an actual conversation taking place.
Yeah.
Right.
And when we started this journey, our personal journey, that hadn't quite happened yet.
Right.
And so it really has been so incredible to watch, you know, this journey that I'm having within myself happen at the same time that our country is having
right.
it. And so, and I couldn't have planned that. And I couldn't have guessed that everyone was going to be having the same experience. And I feel so lucky that that's true. And I really feel like it was the perfect time.
Right.
And I'm really glad that there's a voice in rock and roll that can give a different perspective. And I truly do, throughout the album, as you'll find, it there's many different perspectives. And I think that that's a really important thing to understand. And as I said in the song, just because you're wrong doesn't mean I'm right.
Right.
Which were words that just fell out of my face. there's such complexity to these experiences.
Right.
And the things that women feel and go through they're not simple.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it isn't so simple. It's not so black and white. And I think that's one of the things that really gets lost. You know, you're the worst person ever and I'm a saint. And it's, you know, that person, whoever that person is, because I really couldn't even tell you at this point,
right.
You know, who they are as a person, I'm not angry with them. I've taken this experience and I've turned it into an artistic expression of myself. Right. But I have so many other pieces of my life that have happened since then.
Right.
And it is so, so important to be able to express yourself and everything that you've been through and let other people hear that and let them connect to it and mm-hmm. let them connect to the parts of it that are true for them and have their own story. Yeah.
This this is an important album, not just an important song, but the entire album is important. And I strongly suggest if you're out and about, All Correct, everybody. That's the name of the album. We have Boneacre in studio. And I have a question for Jason here.
Yes,
so you guys are a band before she arrives, right?
I wouldn't say band. We were kind of just writing music.
Okay.
It wasn't really a band.
Right.
The singer was the missing element that okay. we didn't have. So it was more of just collaboration and writing at the time.
So making room, it was almost as if she was predestined to be there. You really didn't have to
absolutely
fit. And she already arrives
well,
and it's a perfect fit?
She's such a force, as you can see, that mm. It kind of just took everything over and felt exactly like you said, like it was what was supposed to happen.
Right. And then you work together for a little while and then yeah. make it happen. You honed the skills together as a band. That's so huge.
Yeah.
That's so huge. And not just musically involved here. We're talking about motion pictures as well. Tell me about Burning Kentucky.
Okay, yeah. So I was going to make that announcement, and then I got really excited about the beach, and I forgot. We are so lucky because last night the reason I was in Mammoth is there's a film festival called the Mammoth Film Festival.
It's big.
It's a big film festival. And one of the movies that was premiering there, was having its world premiere there, is a movie called Burning Kentucky. And Burning Kentucky has 5 Boneacre songs in it. We're pretty much the only band in the entire soundtrack. And then that film last night won Best Picture.
Congratulations.
At the Mammoth Film Festival. So
that's big.
So exciting. And I'm so grateful to have been a part of that film. It's a very emotional film, and it has some similar themes. And Bethany Anderson, the director, kind of came to me, years ago when she was still in the process of editing and getting the last draft of it done. Right. And said, I really want to have some of your music in this. And I said, sure. I was like, absolutely, let's work together. And we did that. And I mean, I just couldn't be any happier. I was my first time seeing it on Friday for the premiere. And it was so emotional and so touching. And getting to hear your songs on the big screen.
Right. That was my next question. What must that feel like? You're watching a motion picture and all of a sudden there you are singing.
It was a little bit jolting at times, because I was kind of like, it kind of made me jump, because I would be watching and I'd be like, oh my God, that's me. and it gave me a lot of feelings, all the feelings. And I really, I felt so proud. I felt so grateful that I was part of that very emotional and poignant film, and that it was a really truly a feature. The songs were really featured, and I just thought, like, how did that happen? Right. How has any of this happened? Right. You just go out there and you say what you're looking to say, you say what you need to say, and hopefully somebody gets it, but maybe nobody does. And it's kind of just, throwing it out there.
Right. To me, it's a natural fit though. To me, it's your songs, your writing tells a personal story. It tells something that captures you. And then when you add that to a motion picture and visual, well, yeah, that's a marriage made in heaven right there.
Yeah.
It
and
really
the
is.
Songs really are very cinematic. And so it really they lend themselves very well to that, kind of forum. And so, it was really great to see that for the first time. I know it won't be the last, we have another, there's another short film that's coming out featuring, Boneacre music that we made for the short. Right. And, I think we're just going to keep going down that path. And it's a perfect fit for us.
Right. Right. And again, the name of the motion picture is called Burning Kentucky. And again, once you start winning awards, film festival awards, you're on the map.
I was just saying this morning as I was walking over here, I said, you just need the one. You just need the first one, and then everything else falls. And that is the way of the world.
I'm astounded that there's 5 songs. In the motion. There's 5 songs. I mean, everybody just gets delighted with one.
Right. I know. Yeah? And I would have been, but we got 5.
I got a question for Ashley. As we were listening to Bad Man there.
Yes, sir.
Jason was telling you, oh, this is where you're shredding. You got a little embarrassed by that. Do you get embarrassed when people tell you how great your guitar playing is?
Sure. I mean, don't you get embarrassed if someone tells you you're great at something?
No. Bring it on. Enough about you telling me how great I am. Let me tell you how great I am.
I appreciate that. Honestly, that specific one is it's a specific type of embarrassment, because I am actually a replacement part in this band. Right. And that solo is very much so a tribute to a fallen friend of ours.
Okay.
So I get a little weepy about it.
A little verklempt.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I get a little clammed.
Okay. Well, when he pointed it out at that moment, he is shredding.
Well, it's true. And to Ashley's point, we had our original second guitar player in the band, Sean Vaughn, passed away a couple of years ago. And, it was very suddenly and tragically. And, we didn't know what we were going to do at that point. But Ashley kind of came to us in a very magical way, because Sean had mentioned him to me several times. He was a friend of Sean's. And he came to me and told me at one point, you know, if we ever need somebody else, you know, Ashley, my friend Ashley, is an incredible musician. He plays multiple instruments, not just guitar. He doesn't just rip on guitar. He's also ripping drummer and everything else on the planet. He's also
anything.
He has a beautiful singing voice. You know, so he really is truly a musician's musician.
Right.
And then when Sean passed, somebody mentioned Ashley to me, and I thought, oh my God, Ashley, that's right. He's mentioned him to me so many times. And I reached out to Ashley and said, you know, you have to come in. Right. And he was like, excuse me, what? And I was like, I don't know you at all, but it has to be you.
Right.
It's the only choice. And he came in and just, he's become such an integral part of, you know, he says replacement part. That is just not true.
Right.
He has become truly such a family member. Right. And, you know, really has taken the music and made it his own expression as well, and in a way that only a true artist can.
Right.
And I just know that Sean Bond is looking down going like, big thumbs up.
Right on.
You guys did it.
Right on. Absolutely. Great, great story of your arrival to the family.
Absolutely. Yeah. A heavy one, but definitely.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Everything sincere. Around Boneacre. Yeah. So
well, you know, I got to be honest with you. I already love this band. I absolutely love this band. Let's talk about Nothing Lasts. I want to play Nothing Lasts. Tell me about the genesis of the writing of Nothing Lasts.
Oh, boy. Nothing Lasts was, Ashley was in the band, and we started writing. We knew we were going to go to Rancho. We already had that plan, and we were kind of like, you know, all writing together, and that riff just kind of came as this really heavy, hard-hitting riff, and we were just like, this is the perfect Rancho de la Luna, you know, song.
Right.
It was just the most desert rock song that we'd ever written. And we were just like, let's lean into that heavy. And we did. And it really came out great. I think I love it. It's such a great song.
All right. We're going to listen to that. If you're just joining us, Boneacre in studio with us. There's a Valentine show this coming Thursday at the Satellite. And by the way, it's not just Boneacre. They have five additional bands, all of them with female leads. Iris, Broken Baby, Wavebreakers, and Vanessa Silberman. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. All amazing women, really, all telling excellent stories. It's going to be a great lineup.
That's this coming Thursday at the Satellite. Let's listen to Nothing Lasts. Once again, Boneacre in our Pearl Street studios. That's Boneacre inside our Pearl Street studios. My goodness. Mm-hmm. You guys rock a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's all these guys right here.
That's some good stuff, man. So Boneacre, Valentine's show this coming Thursday at the Satellite. Do yourself a favor. See them live, but do an even bigger favor for yourself. Get the album All Correct. And the latest single off that album is Bad Man. How can we get the album? Where do we find it?
So it's available. There's a limited edition vinyl that's available on our website at boneacre.com, which Sweet. Is a super beautifully done vinyl by a company called Gold Rush Vinyl. They're actually an all-women run vinyl company. Of course, you know I did.
I love you know this. You know what? I'm like you more
all
every
through
minute.
Through, I breathe it. And they do such a great job out of Austin. And it's actually the insert that's in it is all screen printed by hand by me. It was so there's really something very special about it.
Right.
And then you can also buy the digital version of it on Bandcamp.
Okay.
We have one song on Spotify. It's the one you just heard.
Yes.
Nothing Lasts is on Spotify. Please stream it. Please add it to your playlists. And that's where we're at. We did it all ourselves. It's entirely done by Boneacre. And we wanted to make sure that it was something that, you know, was personal.
Right.
So the entire experience of the album is really personal. And I really recommend if you do have, a turntable, if you have a record player, this album sounds so good on vinyl.
You know what? Vinyl is the new vinyl.
Vinyl is the new vinyl. Isn't it?
Isn't it really is. It is. I think
screen
that's
screen printing is the new insert.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I miss old vinyl. I miss the old covers and the old inserts on the albums, and that's where the story is told.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's on the vinyl covers and the slats, the inserts.
So true. You know, one of the worst things that happens these days is that everything is so digital that you never get to see the credits. You never get to see who's involved. You don't get to see lyrics. You don't get to see, you know, all that stuff that we grew up with that really is part and parcel of rock and roll, you know. And we had so many amazing people working on this album. You know, obviously I already mentioned Dave Ketching, but our dear friend Christopher Thorne from Blind Melon, he mixed the album and really was there for the entire experience. He was at Rancho the entire time just jamming along. And we actually have a song coming out, which this is also a new announcement. We have a song coming out on a tribute album, a tribute to Nick Cave album, where we cover a Grinder Man song called Love Bomb, which I can't wait to release because honestly, it sounds amazing.
Okay.
It sounds so good. And I was so scared to do that song.
And I love that we're the breaking news for that. I'm not kidding. I love that.
Yeah, I need
a little breaking news banner.
Won the film festival, also Grinder Man.
Who did you grow up listening to?
Well, Nick Cave was definitely one of them.
Okay.
Nick Cave was truly my sort of biggest. I grew up writing. I was a writer. I did grow up singing as well, but you know, I never heard any music that sounded like what came out of my own head.
Right.
And then when I discovered Nick Cave, that was the first time, because I didn't grow up around music. I didn't have musical parents. You know, I lived on Navy bases. We really didn't have lots of cool alt scenes going on. You know, it was like tanks driving down the street. You know, it's not cool. It is kind of cool, but I didn't really have that. And, I discovered Nick Cave because I had a crush on a guy who was like super gothy.
Right.
And it was like my first like real, like I met him kind of, and I was like, oh my God, this guy is so dark. I love it. And I was like, who's your favorite band? Like, you know, 17.
Right.
Who's your favorite band? And he was like, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, obviously. And I was like, me too. No idea who that was. Ran to the record store, bought the first album I could find that had his face on it. You know, went and listened to it on the floor in my room and just like wept because I was the first time I was really seeing a mirror of myself. And that's when I started writing music was after that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So this tribute is truly a tribute of my soul. Right. It's great.
And
I love it.
And we're waiting on it for when?
It comes out on the 12th. Okay. So in 2 days? Mm. Is that 2 days away?
Oh, wow.
That's
tomorrow.
A day.
That's tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow.
Whoa, there's so much happening.
More breaking news.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Sooner than you think.
So perfect. Yeah. Tomorrow, that'll be part of my personal stash.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that at 7:30 tomorrow, man.
Oh, my God. You're going to love it.
I can't wait.
It's so rock.
It appears that it is. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So let's talk about the Valentine show this coming Thursday night. Tickets available.
Are available on the satellite website. I think it's through Ticketmaster.
Okay.
But you can go on their website and it'll link you to it. They're going to have $10 tattoos happening. They're going to have food trucks so you can bring your Valentine's Day date. You don't have to pick one or the other.
That's sweet.
Or you can come as your single self. I'll sing in your face. I truly will. Straight to your heart. I'll bring you those little chalk candies, which actually went out of business.
So yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. The little heart love candies.
Oh, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Sorry to break the news. Do-do-do-do-do.
The album will be there. I will be there. And we have limited edition hand-stitched jackets that are there. We have pins. We have love for you. We have all kinds of things.
I love it all, with the exception of thinking $10 tattoos, man. What kind of tattoo am I getting for $10?
You know what? Yeah, they're really little.
And they're teeny and they're flash.
It's a bumpy experience.
Yeah. Okay.
My girlfriend got one last time. It's like her favorite tattoo. Dead serious.
No,
she loves it.
Really?
She loves it.
Right.
She loves it.
All right. All right, that's a testimonial over here.
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't knock it.
All right, Bonacre, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We had such a great time.
We're going to have you back. I cannot wait to have you guys back. So thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you.
We've been talking to Caroline, Jason, Sean, and Ashley. They are Bonacre, Thursday night at the Satellite with their Valentine show. Thanks again, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay.